Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memor Ram Goldar, and here is Zechus Vachim Daf Kuf Test, the 13th Perek Hashoichet Vamala. So the three Dafs are going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states Echod Kadshim Ksherim, whether they are valid Kadshim, Echod Kadshim Psuim Shei Psuim Kodesh, or invalid Kadshim whose invalidation was in the Kodesh, meaning after entering the Azor, so that if they're offered onto the Mizbech, they're not removed. One is chai for being ma'ala than b'chutz. A brisa darshan's various phrases to include all korbanos as well as menachos, nesachim, in halal b'chutz. Kachim which became pasul, such as through lina, shechita with improper intent, and so on, are included from the phrase lo yivei enu lasos. He will not bring it to make it for Hashem, which teaches kol misgabo b'pesach ol moed chayavin l'b'chutz. Any kachim which is accepted in the entrance of the ol moed, meaning if it was placed on the mizbech, one is chai for offering it up outside the mikdash. Point number two, the Mishnah concludes that if one is ma'ala a kazayis composed of basar and a murim of an ola, all of which should be burned on the mizbech, he's chayev. This implies that regarding a shlamim, whose basar is eaten, one is not chayev for a kazayis made from basar and a murim. This supports a brice which teaches that for an ola, the meat and a murim combine for kazayis regarding halal b'chutz, as well as for pigel, noser, and tamei, and implies that for shlamim, the meat and a murim do not combine for kazayis. The Gemara objects that this is contradicted by Mishnah teaching that all pigel foods combine to a kazayis to be liable for eating them, and the same applies to nosar. The Gemara answers that basar and a murim of shlamim do not combine for a kazayis of machshavas pigel intent, since intent to be makdir items for consumption, or vice versa, are ineffective. Regarding nosar, the cases where the carbon was destroyed before zrika, and all that remained was a half kazayis of basar and a half kazayis of a murim. These do not combine to a kazayis to allow zrika, following Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, that zrika may only be performed where it permits a kazayis. And point number three, in the next mission, the Tanna Kamma says, the one who offers a kazayis of komets, levona, katoris, and others is chai, but Rabbi Eliezer exempts him, ad shi yakriv es kulan, until he offers all of it, because for non-blood offerings, he considers the offering invalid unless it's complete. Abraisa states that if one offers a half a pras of the daily katoris, the tzibur's obligation is fulfilled, and Rav said that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with this ruling. The Gemara objects that Rabbi Eliezer does not consider incomplete haktar valid, and three interpretations are given. Number one, Rabbi says all agree that kazayis of ordinary katoris qualifies for haktara and is liable b'chutz. They argue about the katoris of Yom Kippur and disagree if the malei chafna of his two handfuls of the katoris are ma'akiv. Number two, Abai says this shiur is certainly ma'akiv, and they argue about bringing a kazayis of Yom Kippur katoris b'chutz and whether we derive its law from the outer daily katoris. And number three, Rava says they argue specifically where two half pras measures were put into a kli and disagree if the designation in the kli sets its haktara at a full pras and less is incomplete. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Echod Kadshim Ksherim, whether they are valid Kadshim, Echod Kadshim Psuim Sheya Psuim Kodesh, or invalid Kadshim whose invalidation was in the Kodesh, meaning after entering the Azor, so that if they're offered onto the Mizbeach, they're not removed, one is chai for being ma'ala than b'chutz. A brisa darshan's various phrases to include all korbanos as well as menachos, nesachim, in halal b'chutz. Kachim, which became pasul, such as through lina, shechita with improper intent, and so on, are included from the phrase lo yivei enu lasos. He will not bring it to make it for Hashem, which teaches kol misgabo b'pesach ol moed chayavin l'b'chutz. Any kachim which is accepted in the entrance of the ol moed, meaning if it was placed on the mizbech, one is chai for offering it up outside the mikdash. Point number two, the Mishnah concludes that if one is ma'ala a kazayis composed of basar and a murim of an ola, all of which should be burned on the mizbech, he's chayev. This implies that regarding a shlamim, whose basar is eaten, one is not chayev for a kazayis made from basar and a murim. This supports a brice which teaches that for an ola, the meat and a murim combine for kazayis regarding halal b'chutz, as well as for pigel, noser, and tamei, and implies that for shlamim, the meat and a murim do not combine for kazayis. The Gemara objects that this is contradicted by Mishnah teaching, that all pigel foods combine to a kazayis to be liable for eating them, and the same applies to nosar. The Gemara answers that basar and a murim of shlamim do not combine for a kazayis of machshavas pigel intent, since intent to be makdir items for consumption, or vice versa, are ineffective. Regarding nosar, the cases where the carbon was destroyed before zrika, and all that remained was a half kazayis of basar and a half kazayis of a murim. These do not combine to a gazayis to allow zrika, following Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, that zrika may only be performed where it permits a gazayis. And point number three, in the next mission, the Tanakhama says that one who offers a kazayas of komets, levona, katoras, and others is chai, but Rabbi Eliezer exempts him, ad shi yakriv es kulan, until he offers all of it, because for non-blood offerings, he considers the offering invalid unless it's complete. Abraisa states that if one offers a half a pras of the daily katoras, the tzibur's obligation is fulfilled, and Rav said that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with this ruling. The Gemara objects that Rabbi Eliezer does not consider incomplete haktara valid, and three interpretations are given. Number one, Rabbi says all agree that kazayas of ordinary katoras qualifies for haktara and is liable b'chutz. They argue about the katoras of Yom Kippur and disagree if the malei chafna of his two handfuls of the katoras are ma'akiv. Number two, Abai says this shiur is certainly ma'akiv, and they argue about bringing a kazayas of Yom Kippur katoras b'chutz and whether we derive its law from the outer daily katoras. And number three, Rava says they argue specifically where two half-pras measures were put into a kli and disagree if the designation in the kli sets its haktara at a full pras and less is incomplete. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Kuftes, and this Siman is suggested to us by Yaakov Leder from Nofi Alone, by Jacob Selesny from Herzliya, and by Aaron Warsaw from Queens. They all suggest that Kuftes is a Hatzalah kit. A Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being mocked of apostle carbon outside of the Mikdash was about to tell him he is Chayav Kares, but stopped when he was told that it was one Kazayis, a Basar and a Murim of a Shlamim combined, which makes him Pater, and was shocked to see his partner take a kazayis of katoras from the Yom Kippur Avoda out of his hatzal kit and burn it b'chutz. Once again, slow motion. The hatzal member who grabbed his kit. Hatzal member kit? That must be around off kuftes. The hatzal member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being mocked of apostle carbon outside the Mikdash was about to tell him he is chayiv kares, which reminds us that we learn all kachim, even those which became apostle, are chayiv for ha'ala b'chutz. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being mocked of apostle carbon outside of the Mikdash was about to tell me his Chayav Kares, but stopped when he was told that it was one Kazayis of Basar and Emurim and Meshlamim combined, which makes him Pater, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes that if one is Ma'ala a Kazayis composed of Basar and Emurim of an Ola, all of which should be burned on the Mizbech, he's Chayav. This implies that regarding a Shlamim, whose Basar is eaten, one is not Chayav for a Kazayis made from Basar and Emurim. So the Hatzal member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being mocked by apostle carbon outside the Mikdash was about to tell him he is Chayav Kares, but stopped when he was told that it was one Kazayis of Basar and Emurim of a Shlamim combined, which makes him Pater, and was shocked to see his partner take a Kazayis of Katoras from the Yom Kippur Avoda out of his Hatzal kit and burn it b'chutz, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, the one who offers a Kazayis of Komets, Levona, Katoras, and others is Chayav, but Rabbi Eliezer exempts him ad shi yakriv es kulan until he offers all of it, because for non-blood offerings, he considers the offering invalid unless it's complete. So once again, the Hatzal member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being mocked of apostle carbon outside of the Mikdash was about to tell him he is Chayav Kares, but stopped when he was told that it was one Kazayis of Basar and Emurim of a Shlamim combined, which makes him Pater, and was shocked to see his partner take a Kazayis of Katoras and the Yom Kippur Avoda out of his Hatzal kit and burn it b'chutz. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Hei. So the Siman Daf Kuf Hei is a hacker. So here goes. The hacker. That must be on Daf Kuf Hei. The hacker's computer overloaded when trying to write a problem to solve. If Parmi Nisrafim are half in and half out with majority of one limb out, whether we follow the limb, which reminds us, the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah taught that as soon as Parmi Nisrafim are carried out of the Azara, the Matami the people carrying them. Rabbi Lazar asks, if half the body was outside and half inside, and the majority of one limb was outside, do we say, regarding this minority part of the limb left inside, we throw it after its majority to consider the entire aver, and thereby the majority of the animal outside? Or does it follow the majority of the animal, meaning its actual location, and its majority has not yet left the Azara? So the hacker's computer overloaded when trying to write a program to solve, if Parim and Nisrafim are half in and half out, with the majority of one limb out, whether we follow the limb, while his partner was creating detectors for Sofu Latame Tuma Chamura, which don't need Heksha, which reminds us, the Torah says that Zera, edible seed, is only a couple Tuma after Heksha, preparation for Tuma, meaning becoming wet and later contracting Tuma. This model teaches that just as seeds, which will not be matami with tumah chamura, a severe tumah, meaning as an avatumah, which food can never become, require heksher, the same applies to anything which is not matami with a tumah chamura. This excludes the nevela of a kosher bird, shesofa latame tumah chamura, which is destined to be matame with a severe tumah, vein sricha heksher, so it does not require heksher, but is matame food automatically. So the hacker's computer overloaded when trying to write a program to solve a parmi nisrafim are half in and half out, with majority boiling them out, whether we follow the limb, while his partner was creating detectors for sofa latame tumah chamura, which don't need heksher, and things that aren't matame a person through contact, which only make a sheni, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that whatever cannot be matame a person through contact is only matame food as a sheni. Daf Kuf Vav. So the similar Daf Kuf Vav is a tight rope walker. So here goes. The tight rope walker, that must move around Daf Kuf Vav, a fine line, Kav. The tightrope walker who knows down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayev twice, which reminds us the 13th parak begins. Hashochev amal b'chutz, one who shechs and offers up a carbon outside the Migdash, he's chayev for the shechita and is chayev for the offering up as well, because they're separate averos and obligate to chatos. Yosef Glili agrees that if he was shochet inside the Migdash and offered it outside, he's chai because the carbon was shechted properly and was a valid carbon. But if he shechted it outside and offered it up outside, he's pater shohela el davar pasul, because he only offered up something invalid. Since the carbon was invalidated when it was shechted outside the Migdash, the subsequent halah is not liable. So the tightrope walker who noticed down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayev twice, quoting the sources for the Azars and Onshim for both, which reminds us the Gemara brings the sources for the Onshim and the Azars for the Shechita and the Halah b'chutz. So the tightrope walker who noticed down below a person shechting and offering a carbon outside the base of Migdash and shouted that this man would be chayev twice, quoting the sources for the Azars and Onshim for both, shocked the crowd when he threw down his balance pole to stop someone from doing the same, who had been makdish his carbon during Shas Heter Bamos, which reminds us, we learned that even carbonas designated b'Shas Heter Bamos cannot be sacrificed b'chutz once Bamos become prohibited. Daf Kuf Zayin. So the simmer Daf Kuf Zayin is couscous. So here goes. The man who did zrik with dam mixed with couscous, that must move on Daf Kuf Zayin. The man who did zrika with dumb mixed with couscous outside the Mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing to shechita and one to halah, which reminds the Gemara discusses whether zrika b'chutz is derived from a pasuk of shechita or halah. So the man who did zrika with dumb mixed with couscous outside the Mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing it to shechita and one to halah, by pointing to the man shechting on the roof of a replica of the Heichol, which reminds us, our Bryce explains that the phrases b'machane, in the camp, and mechutz l'machane, outside the camp, together teach that one is chai for shechting in the machane levia, and not only outside all three machanos, but only in a place which is not fit for shechting any korbanos, and not for shechting kachi kachim in the darum. Based on this, Ula says, a shechet al gagol shel heichol chayev, one who shechs on the roof of the heichol is chayev, heove in rui l'shechitas kol zevach, since it's not fit for shechting any carbon. Rava objects. So the man who did zrik with dam mixed with couscous outside the Mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing it to shechita and one to halah, by pointing to the man shechting on the roof of a replica of the Heichol, was relieved when another rabbi said he's pati because there is no more Kedusha nowadays, because Kedusha Rishon Lakitcha Lasid Lavo. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas about Hamal Bezman Hazeh, if Kedusha Rishon Lakitcha Lashayta Vakitcha Lasid Lavo. Daf Kuf Ches. So the Simon Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket based on kach, take. So here goes. Well, one talented pickpocket, that must be learned Daf Kuf Ches, kach, take. Well, one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together, b'chutz, since they were both chayev, which reminds us, the next Mishnah describes the relative chumras of shchute chutz and halah b'chutz. The greater chumra of shchita is that one who shechs a carbon lehedyot, for a commoner, meaning for human consumption, is chayev, whereas halah for a hedyot, meaning to worship him, is patur from halah b'chutz, although he would be chayev for avodah zorah. The greater chumrah of ha'alah is that two people who held a knife together and shechted b'chutz are exempt, but if they held a limb of a carbon and offered it up together, they are chayev. So while one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together, b'chut, since they were both chayiv, another one snatched money from a man who was going to be chayiv multiple times for offering up multiple limbs. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one was ma'ala multiple times b'chut, he's chayiv for every halah, but Rabbi Yossi says he's only chayiv once. This malchokas is explained in numerous ways. So while one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together b'chutz, since they were both chayiv, another one snatched money from a man who was going to be chayiv multiple times for offering up multiple limbs on top of a rock he used as an altar, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, "Veino chayiv ad sheyalo rosh ha-mizbech." One is not chayiv unless he offers up a carbon on top of a mizbech, but Rabbi Shimon says, even if he was mala on top of a rock or stone, he's chayiv. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you learn that Sophie Latame Tumu Chamur is Matame food automatically and does not require Heksher? That's on Duff. Kufhe. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn the location of the three base of the Shanim, the three places of ashes? That's on Duff. Kufdal. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we machokes about offering Katoris Bechutz? That's on Duff. Kuftes. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we have in Malchokas regarding how many times is one chayiv if he was shochet and mala b'chutz? That's on Daf. Kuvav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that whatever cannot be matami a person through contact is only matami food as a sheni? That's on Daf. Kufay. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we ask whether parmin nisrafim and sirmin nisrafim become puzzle with lina? That's on Daf. Kufdalat. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you mean the Basar and Imurim of Ashlamin cannot combine for a Kazai to make one Chayiv for Allah B'chutz? That's on Daf. Kuftes. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we Melchok is where the Zerika B'chutz is derived from a Pasuk of Shechita or Halah? That's on Daf. Kufzayin. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you mean that all Kachim, even those which became Pasul, are Chayiv for Allah B'chutz? That's on Daf. Kuftes. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do you learn that the oils of Kachi Kachim are given to Kohanim? That's on Daf. Kufgimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.